coagulating proteins, activating enzymes. Just some things you might overhear at a beer-making demonstration. It all sounds very technical, yes, but the process of brewing beer yourself is fairly easy. I'll take you now to a home brewing 101 lesson with the Bloomington Hop Jockeys.
I'm getting prepared to mash the grain, so...
Mike Kursalov is mixing up hot water and crushed grain in a cooler that he's redesigned himself. It's all part of a home brewing demonstration. Right now, he's working on a special recipe in a beer-making process called all-grain.
So not quite boiling, but it will hurt.
Okay, you ready? Here's your all-grain homebrewing 101 lesson. It's fairly simple. You start out with crushed grain.
So we're going to pour this grain in here. And this is 7 pounds of British two-row.
To that grain, you add warm water. As the water mixes with the grain, sugars are extracted. Those sugars will become the fuel for the brewing process once the yeast is added. But first, you have to filter out the grain, leaving the sugary, watery byproduct called the wort.
I don't want the grain. I just want the liquid that is more or less making like an oatmeal soup. That's all what beer is making oatmeal and then adding some hop and yeast. That's it.
And, of course, you need to let it sit, too, to ferment. More on the beer making in just a second. Kursalov is the events coordinator of the Bloomington Hop Jockeys, an organization of homebrewing enthusiasts that meets once a month at Upland Brewery's tasting room. They've been meeting since 2004. Jason Mundy has also been a member of the Hop Jockeys for even longer than Mike, going on 10 years now. He's seen interest in the club grow over the years.
That first night that I went, I think that there was... like 8 people in there. You know, now I go to a meeting and there's like 30.
So who are these hop jockeys? Well, home brewers tend to be tinkerers and learners.
You know, it seems like half the people at the club, you know, are some type of engineering field. Then the other half of the club seems to be made up of grad students at IU.
The Hop Jockeys Club is all about promoting beer making in Southern Indiana. They do this by sharing recipes and by tasting each other's beers, and they also share the ways to create their equipment, all part of this tinkerer mentality.
I like hobbies. I'm one of those guys, there's a lot of us, we like being jack of all trades where you get really good at frisbee golf or you get really good at chess or you get really good at something. You're like, okay, now for the next thing. Those people who do that, I think every once in a while we find like those one or two we really like. They become more crafts, and beer just happened to be one of those things I really liked.
While the Hop Jockeys have been encouraging amateur beer making in the last 11 years, there's also been an increase in the amount of professional craft beer in Bloomington. And the Hop Jockeys can be held at least partially responsible for that. Take Steve Llewellyn, the brewmaster at Function Brewing, which opened in Bloomington in 2014.
Function Brewing, he was a club member from way back.
All right, let's go back to the beer.
So this is going to sit here for an hour.
At this demonstration, the hop jockeys are doing everything but the fermentation. Kursalov won't be able to enjoy his beer for a few weeks. Beer making for him is just a hobby, not anything professional. So that special recipe that he's using has a very personal connection to him.
It's a recipe called Poe's Boston Bitter, but it's to replicate a recipe apparently that was around during Edgar Allan Poe's time, and he was a big drinker. Did he drink it? I don't know. But my undergrad and my master's is in English literature. I used to be a high school English teacher. And so finding a literary connection is always great.
More stories about beer and wine and spirits on our website. Check them out at eartheats.org.